Now, friends, let me just move on here because this is so important. Verse 14, his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass as they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Now, his hair was white as snow. That speaks of his eternity. He's the Ancient of Days, and that speaks of his dignity. And his eyes were like a flame of fire. It speaks of his penetrating insight and eyewitness of the total life of the church. He knows all about you, and he knows all about me. You remember, he even sat over the treasure and watched how the people gave. And last Sunday, he watched you when you put that offering in the offering plate. You didn't think anybody knew about that, but he knew about it. And you remember his eyes met those of Simon Peter after he denied him, and Simon Peter went out and wept. Oh, if you could only see the eyes of your Savior today, my friends. He's looking at you. And his feet were like unto burnished brass. Now, do you notice that? His feet like burnished brass. And that's judgment, you see. Brass, that brazen altar outside, speaks of his work down here on earth when he died on the cross and he bore your judgment and my judgment for sin. And he's judging those that are his own. Now we are told his voice as the sound of many waters, and that's the voice of authority. The voice that called the universe into existence. The voice that will raise his own from the grave someday. And all these figures add to the picture of Christ as our high priest. Friends, consider our great high priest. And the Spirit of God here will help you to see him. Oh, to see him in all of his beauty and to see him in all of his glory. How wonderful he is. How glorious he is. Now, will you notice verse 16? And he had in his right hand seven stars. That means he controls the universe. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And one man said to me, do you think a literal sword goes out his mouth? Of course not. What is the sword? Well, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And when he speaks the Word, friends, you better sit up and take note, because he means business. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. You can't even look at the sun. You can't look at it. My friend, do you think you'll be able to look at the Creator of the sun, the one today who's the glorified Christ? How wonderful he is.